While everyone's getting recorders set again for our next guest, it's my pleasure to introduce my congressman from home, from the 6th District of Missouri, serving, is it the 5th largest congressional district in the nation now?
It's pretty big.
5th or 6th. I know it's bigger than some states that are out there. I'm really going from the Missouri River to the Mississippi River and covering a large territory in between. Congressman Graves has been a part of this body since 2001, served on the House Agriculture Committee, still maintains his seniority there on the House Ag Committee, but is finding his time quite a bit with small business, as he's chair of small business and also serves on the Transportation Committee. He has a love of airplanes, he has a love of agriculture, and he has a love for the University of Missouri, which I think is just the trifecta of combinations. Glad to have Congressman Graves back with us here this morning. Please welcome him.
It's a pleasure, obviously, to be here. Always to see Tom. Anytime I can see Tom, he's got a great family, as a matter of fact, from Hopkins, Missouri, and I know him quite well. Tom mentioned I am small business chairman. We added a agriculture subcommittee to the small business committee overall. Agriculture is the epitome of small business in many cases, and so we wanted to make sure that it had a say in a lot of the legislation that we were working on from the small business standpoint. But I thought I'd talk a little bit about what we are doing and how that is affecting agriculture. We've been spending a lot of time in the small business committee talking about the plethora of regulations that are coming out of this administration. You've basically got two types of law. You got statutory law, those things that are passed by Congress, signed by the president, and you've got regulatory law, things that are done by bureaucrats that are put together by individuals who are not elected, not accountable to anybody, and making changes to the law. We saw 2012 one of the largest years ever for regulations. 3,800 new regulations came out of the administration. That's a tremendous amount when it comes to things that, again, are put forth through rulemaking authority that nobody is held accountable to. But we've been spending a lot of time on the EPA, how the EPA is going to be doing things. What's more frustrating than anything else about a lot of the regulations are simply the fact that these are, in many cases, bills that did not pass through Congress. You take the changes to the Clean Water Act, which has just recently been released, removing the term navigable out of the Clean Water Act. That is something that failed in Congress. It failed in the Transportation Committee overall, because Transportation Committee has jurisdiction over the navigable waters. But you remove the term navigable out of the Clean Water Act, as the EPA is going to do, without any authority from anybody, then you have just changed the game for a lot of farmers out there, because that's going to give them jurisdiction over any standing body of water. Now, the EPA is going to come back and say it's not going to be as bad as you think, but I have yet to see any regulation that the EPA comes out with that isn't as bad as we would think. Worst case scenario, if you're burning anywhere near a body of water, you're going to have to get a permit. If you're grazing near a body of water, and we all use our ponds to water our cattle, then you're going to have to get a permit. If you're spraying anywhere near any standing body of water, you're going to have to get a permit. It's going to have a huge impact on agriculture overall. So we're trying to back a lot of these things down through many avenues. The two that we're working on, the Small Business Committee, one, the RAINS Act, to force any administration from this point forward to have to get permission from Congress if they're going to pass any regulation that has more than $100 million worth of impact. That's a fairly low threshold. That's good. But we want to have to have a say and have Congress have to approve those regulations that have any impact when it comes to business, small business. Another thing we're working on is the Regulatory Flexibility Act. Administrations are supposed to identify what the costs to small business are going to be whenever they implement a regulation. And if it is an onerous cost or a substantial cost, then they're supposed to find a lesser cost way of implementing that. The problem is all these administrations, and particularly the one that we're in right now, have just simply thumbed their nose at the Regulatory Flexibility Act, and it comes down to defining what is a substantial cost. So we're trying to put some teeth into the Reg Flex Act so that from this point forward, any administration that comes along is going to have to comply with that. We want them to have to come to Congress to ask or at least get our permission on moving forward. And so we're trying to work on that. We've got a bill passed out of the House Small Business Committee and trying to move that forward. I worry about administrations in the future. because it's the future that's the big unknown, and particularly as it pertains to agriculture. So that's kind of what we're doing, at least in the Small Business Committee. I do worry about so many of these things. I think this is the biggest attack, I guess you might say, on agriculture. You know, we have the safest, most abundant, and most affordable food supply in the world, and we want to make sure that it stays that way. We're able to take our food supply for granted in the United States, and right now, that's one of the things that makes us a great nation. You know, when it comes to trade, we have a huge trade surplus when it comes to agriculture, and we want to maintain that. You know, it's my way of life. It's the life I chose, and I'm very proud of it, and I want to continue to keep doing it to my family when it comes to, you know, to raising corn and soybeans, at least in our particular case. So any ideas, thoughts, concerns, things I should be working on? Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything about the legislation. It makes a lot of sense. Anytime you can bring that authority closer to the folks that are more responsible. You bring that down to the state level, it's much more responsible, and every forest a little bit different. But the unfortunate part is whether you're getting into a situation where, you know, managing national forests, and it comes down to the determination of, you know, cleaning them out, doing undergrowth burning, whatever it is, to manage it and make them more healthy. You got a lot of folks fighting back on that. And the unfortunate part is we can't use those forests. Obviously, in terms of trying to manage them better, we can still use those resources in a big way. Another area is the Endangered Species Act. You know, that's something we've been working on for some time. We cannot get a reauthorization of the Endangered Species Act. It's something that is by design, because as long as it's kept just as vague as it possibly can, it's kind of the same way with managing the forest. If we can keep it as vague as possible, then we're never going to see anything done. And you can, in the case of the Endangered Species Act, you know, it's now up to, what, 1,500 species. In many cases, it's not even endangered nationwide. It may be just in that particular habitat. But it's having a huge impact on small business and on agriculture in terms of being able to use the resources that they have in a way that that benefits them. So,
sir.
I do, and I hope we have an extenders package that at least extends everything and brings back our expensing, bonus depreciation. I think that has more impact or has more potential to help businesses, agriculture, farms, ranches than anything else when it comes to expansion. It had a huge impact when it was completely in place, and it has to be back. And we're making that case. You know, we're pushing forward with that. Tax policy overall, you know, we're trying to move out. I think what we're ultimately going to end up with, though, is an extension, an extenders package that kind of rolls everything in. Nothing permanent, unfortunately. So, well, folks, I appreciate the opportunity. Farm broadcast, obviously, my district, a huge ag district. I represent 36 counties in North Missouri, all the way across the Iowa border. And the farm broadcasters, obviously, in my opinion, more important than many of the regular broadcasters, because they carry the information that that folks need that affects their livelihood. So I appreciate it. It's always good to see Tom. I don't think he's in here at the moment. He's stepping outside. There he is. He's about to blow away, though. If you keep losing any more weight, you're going to look like your brother. So, do you weigh less than him? Well, I haven't seen Joe in a while, so I don't know. But, yeah.
Could I take my farm hat off and ask the congressman, are you going to help push back, and being a Vietnam veteran, are you going to help push back and get to the bottom of this extreme travesty that's going on in the VA and the VA medical centers taking care of our veterans?
Yeah, I think you're actually going to see. I imagine, and particularly members of Congress that are, you know, that support the veterans, and I would venture to say that that's 95% of every member of Congress is just outraged by this and didn't know what, you know, we had no idea that this was taking place, and now we got to find out if it's taking place in other VA hospitals and how rampant this is, how widespread it is, and it's an absolute travesty. And you've heard, and even in my case, I've heard isolated instances of this from some of my vets. And then you ask, and you're told, no, that wouldn't happen. That would never happen. Well, now, obviously, we've got something to point to. And you're going to see some investigations in the House. I'm assuming it'll happen in the Senate. And digging into it pretty hard and pushing back extraordinarily hard. But I would venture to say you're going to see a huge backlash from Congress, you know, both the House and the Senate. We just can't. As a nation, we can't. You know, we can't let something like that happen, and we certainly can't let it, you know, just go by the wayside. This has to be investigated, fixed, and some consequences rendered. So with that, it looks like Colin's up, and good friend of mine, and I won't take away from the introduction, but nice thing about the Ag Committee is we've got a good committee, and I know Colin, and I can say this, but Colin and Lucas, they work very, very well together, and that's refreshing. Very refreshing. So, thank you all.